Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Attorneys for accused killer Jason Plew are hopeful that today is the day they'll hear that the U.S. Supreme Court will take their case. Plew is the subject of a debate as to whether Rhode Island has the right to refuse to hand him over to federal authorities. The legal wrangling centers on an agreement between states and the federal government when it comes to transporting detainees. Jeff Fisher is one of the attorneys in the case. He says from the state's perspective, the case isn't just about this agreement, but all agreements between states and the federal government.
And the question really is, does the federal government have the ability to enter into a compact and obtain its benefits, but then ignore its duties when states try to enforce their side of the bargain?
Plew is accused of gunning down a gas station manager back in 2010. The state wanted to keep him out of federal custody because of the potential for the death penalty in the case. An appeals court has ordered him into federal custody. Help is on the way for more than 300 students displaced by the recent closure of the Sawyer Vocational School. With details, here's Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick.
The State Office of Higher Education will hold a day-long meeting next Thursday for students displaced by the closure of the Sawyer School in Providence. More than 300 students were shocked to see the school close abruptly just after Christmas. Office of Higher Education spokesman Mike Trainer says the event will reunite Sawyer students with their academic transcripts and financial information.
And just as important, we are expecting at least eight other schools will be in attendance, setting up a booth where the Sawyer students can take their information and compare notes with the various schools and perhaps get a transfer going right then and there.
Trainer says higher education office staff have been working nights and weekends retrieving the records from the Sawyer School and storing them in a secure location. Still unknown is whether the students will get any money due them back. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Connecticut is now joining Rhode Island and Massachusetts in announcing a rise in flu infections. The Department of Public Health has confirmed more than 1,600 flu cases in Connecticut. Officials in all three states are urging residents to take precautions, like getting the flu shot, avoiding close contact with people who have the flu, and staying home if you don't feel well. In Massachusetts, state officials have declared a health emergency in Boston, with more than 1,000 people visiting area hospitals with flu-like symptoms. The Catholic Church in Rhode Island and Massachusetts has asked priests to avoid sharing the communion chalice and to use hand sanitizer before handing out communion wafers. And Governor Lincoln Chafee's keeping mum on whether he would veto legislation that keeps tolls off the Saconnet River Bridge. State Rep. John Edwards of Tiverton says he plans to introduce a bill that keeps the Saconnet River Bridge from transferring over to the state's Turnpike and Bridge Authority. Edwards calls the toll a tax and says the state should be able to pay for maintenance with general funds. Chafee says the state needs to pay for maintenance somehow, and there are no easy decisions.
I can promise the residents of Rhode Island, under my leadership, you're never going to have a bridge be replaced for failure to maintain it.
The public comment period on the plan to toll the Saconnet Bridge ends next week. There are several more steps, but the state's Department of Transportation says work on the toll gate could start as early as this summer.